Open and closed voicings are really important because they teach you how to get around the instrument. They're just a kind of technical way of practicing moving your hands around. A couple things to remember is there's no reason ever for your hands to be in funny positions, like, you know, one of them where maybe your arms all the way around. I mean, everything should be in a comfortable position with you standing in front of the instrument. So if you're playing a voicing and your hands are kind of twisted or in some weird way, just realize that's probably not right, and there's an easier way to do it. So just keep that in mind while you're doing this. So open and close voicings. If I take an F major 7 chord, I play it in root position F A C E. As you can see in the printout, that what you do is F A C E, and you move your second stick from the left up to the next note in the chord. In other words, I'm playing an F A and a C and an E. Now I move my stick that's on the A mallet, on the A note, up to the C. So now my left hand is playing an F and a C, and I fill out the rest of the chord with my right hand. So what's left of that chord? I need an A and an E flat, and I just play them in order. So now I'm playing an F, F, C, E, A, and that's in the printout that you have. So F, A, C, E, that's a closed voicing. I move the second mallet up to the next note in the chord. So now my left hand is playing F and a C, and then an E and an A. And if you do the printout, it should make sense if you don't get it here. And it kind of sounds like this. And you go back down. Okay, so that's the idea, and you just do it, you kind of do it for some speed and accuracy. So do it as slow as you have to do it to get the notes right first, and then do it as slow as you have to do it, but in time, and build up from there. The trick is to play this in time. The other thing is, I talked about certain chords, like an F7 flat 9. When you get into 5-note voicings, you have to admit a note to practice this exercise. And the first note that goes on this instrument when you're playing a 5-note chord is usually the root. So an F7 flat 9, you'd leave out the F. So you, instead of playing this, these 5 notes, you start from the third, A, C, E flat, and G flat. Okay? And when you're practicing an exercise like this and you're admitting the root, what you want to do for your ears is just hit the root every once in a while in the exercise so that you see, you know, you see where you are. So if I'm playing this exercise, back down, so that's a diminished chord, and I talk about that in the printout, so you can look at the printout for that. And so what I'll do is when I do it, I'll play it like this. Something like that. And if that's hard for you to do, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about hitting the root, and just practice the voicings. It'll really get you around changes and help your playing a lot.